This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's start today with presidential politics. According to a new WBUR poll of New Hampshire voters, if the presidential election were held today between the apparent Republican nominee Donald Trump and the Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, the outcome would be very close in the Granite State. In the survey of likely New Hampshire voters, Clinton leads Trump by just 2 points, with 7% still undecided. So for more now on the poll, we're joined by WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Hi there, Anthony.
Hi, Meghna.
So the top line of the poll, Clinton leads Trump 44% to 42% in New Hampshire. What's the most striking takeaway for you?
Well, I think the most striking takeaway is just how unpopular both these candidates are. Only 35% of New Hampshire voters have a positive view of Clinton. Only 33% feel that way about Trump. They're viewed unfavorably by 58% of likely New Hampshire voters. So it's sort of like the two parties are about to nominate the two most unpopular candidates they could find.
Right.
That said, they have strengths. More than half say Clinton treats people with respect and dignity. Only 1 in 5 feel that way about Trump. More voters see Clinton capable of improving America's standing in the world than Trump. But they regard Trump as a tougher negotiator and more likely to create jobs and economic growth. So those are his strengths.
Okay. So, Anthony, that 58%, though, of voters viewing both Trump and Clinton unfavorably is a huge number. I mean, any sense as to why they're so turned off?
Well, the poll gives us some clues. So when asked, do you think the candidates are honest and trustworthy, less than a third answered affirmatively for Trump. That is, only 1 in 3 think he's honest and trustworthy. The same result for Clinton. So voters overwhelmingly, 2/3 of them, don't trust these candidates. So here's what Steve Cazella says about those numbers. Steve is president of Mass Inc. Polling, who did the WBUR poll.
So lots more people have a negative impression of both of them than a positive impression.
So, Anthony, as you well put it, it seems like a battle of the negatives between Clinton and Trump. But the poll also asked voters about Bernie Sanders. What did it find?
Well, by contrast, Sanders' numbers are just the opposite of Trump's and Clinton's. 55% view him favorably, while 34% view him unfavorably. And according to the WBUR poll, if Sanders were the Democratic nominee, he beats Trump today decisively in New Hampshire by 16 points. And, you know, this is an argument that Sanders continues to make in his campaign, that poll after poll suggests that he'd fare much better against Trump than Clinton.
Does the poll offer any explanation about why?
Well, it does, and it comes down to gender. There's a big gender gap between Trump and Clinton. Trump has a huge advantage among men. He leads Clinton by 17 points among men. Clinton has a big lead with women. But if Sanders is in the race, that gender gap all but disappears. He's even with Trump with men. He has a slight advantage among women, and he has a big advantage overall, so he wins. So it's all about that gender gap that's so prominent in the Trump-Clinton contest.
Interesting. Okay, so tell us more then about what the poll found regarding Sanders' supporters. I mean, does it give us a clue about whether or not they would move to support Clinton in the general election?
Well, according to the BUR poll, about 3/4 of Sanders supporters say they would support Hillary Clinton. 1/4 say they would not. And 1 in 10, and I'm particularly interested in this number, say they'll vote for Donald Trump. So earlier this week, I spoke to some Bernie Sanders supporters in Nashua, New Hampshire. They were holding signs on Main Street in Nashua saying, end the war, bring our troops home. So here's Dave Tiffany from Hollis explaining why he supports Sanders.
He's the only one that's not corrupt, totally corrupt, like Hillary Clinton, for example. Warmonger, she backed the war in Iraq and then lied about why she did it.
Now, Meghna, as we know, she backed the war. She's since said that was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But he says he will not vote for Clinton no matter what. Instead, he'll write in Sanders or a third party candidate like Jill Stein. But next to Dave Tiffany was Linda Kipnis, who feels differently. Here's what she said.
I actually support Bernie Sanders also, but I will vote for Hillary if it's Hillary versus Trump. I understand the point about we're tired of voting for the least bad, but I'm really afraid that Trump will win. And certainly she's way better than Trump would be.
Mm.
And Meghna, this is one of the big questions in the coming months. How many Sanders supporters will rally behind Clinton, like Linda Kempniss there, assuming Clinton wins the Democratic nomination? Because they could really provide a crucial margin of support for her in a race that appears to be surprisingly or unexpectedly close.
Yeah. Well, Anthony, let's throw another wrench into all of this, because the poll also asked voters about the possibility of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney entering the race as a third-party candidate. What did voters have to say about that?
So this is perhaps the least surprising. So Romney, as we know, he's been a leader in the Republican-led Stop Trump movement. At this point, it's unlikely he'll jump into the race. But if he were to do that, the poll found that he takes from both Clinton and Trump, but he takes more from Trump. So in a three-way matchup, he gets 20%. Clinton gets 36%. Trump gets 30%. So Clinton's advantage over Trump increases by several points.
Yeah. You know, and finally, Anthony, I do know, and you and I have talked about this before, that especially in this elections, polls, you know, may only tell us a limited amount of things, because it's been such a wild election as it is. But nevertheless, I'm curious, how does this WBUR poll compare to other recent surveys of voters?
So it's a good question, and it's a great point that you make. I mean, we always make this point. This poll is a snapshot in time. It's not a prediction about what's going to happen in on Election Day in November. But it is significant that this poll is consistent with a batch of other polls, national polls, polls from key battleground states. They all show a persistent but small lead for Clinton. And what I find interesting about this is I think there was a sort of a general assumption that Clinton would somehow clean Trump's clock because of his just how controversial he's been. But these polls show that this is a close election and that it's very much following the sort of contours of the 2012 election. So if it were held today, it would be close. Not clear what's going to happen in November, but that's where we are today.
Well, Anthony Brooks is WBUR's senior political reporter. We've got more of his reporting and results of the WBUR poll at our website, radioboston.org. Now, Anthony, usually this would be the time where we quietly shuffle you out of the studio, but stay with us because we're going to talk sports. And one of my favorite things about you, beside your deep political knowledge, is your equally encyclopedic knowledge about sports. So will you stick around?
Yeah. Yeah, but I have to put on my Red Sox.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, that's
All
because
right.